Oh my gosh, I'm so stinking excited for today's podcast episode for you because I just got back yesterday at the point of recording this for you from my very first Fancy Pants stage keynote where I taught how to get leads from podcasting. It was an hour long. It was like the whole thing. They had videographers and photographers. And this was something that if you would have asked me a year ago, I would have probably said no, run away crying, and made every excuse as to why that just didn't work for me. You know, like my schedule, I'd have to leave the kids. Like I would have come up with 101 reasons why I couldn't go and do this keynote because I was simply afraid of it. And I stinking did it. And I'm so excited to share with you guys the process to getting myself to a yes, to going there, to executing, and I'm going to be sharing with you the things that I thought I was going to get out of this experience and what I actually got out of it. And I know this is going to be so inspiring for you in the areas that maybe you're a little bit afraid or intimidated to say yes to and to try. So buckle up, let's go. Ready to grow your online business and make more money? Are you tired of the social media grind and being glued to your phone 24/7? Do you wish you had more time to be present with your family without worrying about your business? There's a way to simplify and streamline so you can create consistent income, grow your audience, and maintain balance in your life and business. Hey, I'm Stephanie Gass, Christian business and podcast coach, boundary boss, and seven-figure CEO. In this podcast, I'll teach you how to grow your business, start a successful podcast, create an audience, save time, make consistent income, build a course, stay focused on simple systems, eliminate frustration, and grow spiritually. I'm here to help you go big in your business so you can go big for the kingdom of God. It's time to grow with God at the center of it all. I pray this blesses you. Let's get it.
Hey friends, this is Angela with Kingdom Daughters Podcast. And what can I say about P2P? It was seriously the best decision ever. I learned so much and my podcast grew in some amazing ways. I was able to get clear on my ministry calling and learn who I was really speaking to, which was so awesome. I also hit 10K downloads while in P2P, but the amazing part is that 6,000 of that was during P2P. What? I have since ranked and have been continuing growth that I literally didn't see coming. I won't lie and say that it's an easy process. It definitely stretched me and was a good amount of work, but it was so, so worth it. The best part about P2P is that all the teaching is Christ-centered and led by the Holy Spirit. Steph really helps push us to listen to God and his promptings for our businesses, making sure we hear what God is doing before moving. And I loved that so much. I learned a ton and made some awesome friendships too. Thank you, Steph and team, for helping me so much over the last few months. Seriously, seriously. I cannot thank you enough.
Ooh, if you too are ready to have serious growth using podcasting, having an amazing show like Angela's that generates leads and brings people in to your funnel so that you can get those clients, have that course, even just grow the listeners and the leads so that you can make an impact, then I want you to come check out the Stephanie Gass School and all the ways that we can work together, stephaniegass.com/school. All right, let's do this. This is basically going to be a debrief of the speaking engagement that I just went to. And I want to recap with you. I want to relive it. I want to pull out all of the amazing nuggets and wins that I experienced and just kind of have you walk beside me and relive the experience because there's so many lessons, oh my goodness, that I took away from this really big, scary yes in my life. Let me kind of rewind back and tell you how this originated. So I've been obviously a full-time entrepreneur for 15 years. I did some small snippets of speaking when I was in network marketing. I would stand up and share about like the free car that I got and all the wins. And sometimes I would train the people in the organization on how to grow their business and, you know, whatever it was. But it was very small and structured and it was always what they told me to say. And I was nervous at first, but I got over that and I got comfortable. And the largest room that I ever spoke to was probably 100 people. But it was like a small snippet or a small training that was pre-created and pre-written for me. And that was 10 years ago. So after that was done and I started building this online business about 5-6 years ago now, I just had in my head that I wasn't going to do any in-person public speaking. Like this was going to be fully online. I was going to be super comfortable behind my little microphone, not doing my makeup. And I was just going to be safe and build a business that way. And for so many years, I did. For 4 years, I don't think I did any in-person anything. And then all of a sudden, things kind of started shifting. And I started seeing that these small opportunities were popping up for me to do some stuff in person. And I don't remember what came first, but I did the Call Her Blessed retreat with my friend Chelsea a couple of years ago. You guys remember that? And I had to speak, you know, to this group of 38 amazing women who came here and there. But again, like it was guided, it was small, it was intimate, it felt just like a group of friends. And so I really quickly got super comfortable with that. And as the months proceeded, I started to feel like God was kind of preparing me for something because I started getting asked to read the devotionals at my son's basketball games. And I thought to myself, no, I don't want to do that. That's scary. You know, I'm standing in front of, it's like something about the stage, I think, was what was getting in my head around this being hard or scary or uncomfortable. But anyway, I said, yes, I'm like, yes, I'll do it because I knew that I could read something in front of people. So I started reading the devotionals and like, I would feel my heart pound in my chest. And you guys are probably thinking I'm so crazy. Like here I am, this top 20 podcaster. I can talk to thousands of people from behind a screen. No problem. No sweat. Not a second thought about it. I have zero, you know, anxiousness or worry. I show up and I do my thing and it's so easy for me. But there was something in my mind, some kind of block or belief in my mind when it came to the in-person stuff. So I start reading these devotionals and I get more and more comfortable. And then the PTA at my kid's school asked me to be the facilitator for the Halloween costume. So I had a big microphone and like a little stage and I hosted that. So like all these little things kind of started happening that I think God was ultimately preparing me for whatever's to come in the future. And I had fun. Every time that I did something, I would get off and be like, that was great. And I would hear little confirmations from people like, wow, you're a good speaker. Or that was so amazing when you hosted the Halloween costume. Like you were so fun. You were the best. It was so funny. Like whatever it was, I was hearing these little confirmations that made me feel more confident to say yes to more stuff. Well, then a big one came. My church, which is a big church, I go to Citizen Church in Albuquerque where I live and obviously, anyways, and we have like 1,000 people per service, maybe more. Like it's a big church and we're involved in the church and, you know, we know the pastors and the peeps and they said, hey, will you read the devotional for 3 services and stand on stage and read the thing? And everything inside, this was back in like, I don't know, February of last year. And everything in me was like, oh no, like that sounds like, that's a whoop, yeep, whoop. And I sat on it for a day and I talked to my husband about it. He's like, just do it. And I'm like, oh, I don't know. And I don't even know, like, why is that even scary? You know, now looking back, it's like, why would I say no to that? It's glorifying God too. Like, hello, it's God's house. Read the thing. Like it's so simple. But in my head, there was something happening where I thought that I was going to mess up or stutter or have to clear my throat or that they would hear my voice shaking. I think that was the biggest fear that I had is that I would do something that would be embarrassing. And I don't know why I have that thought or why I have that fear. Because in the past, when I was doing my network marketing, that would happen often where I would my voice would shake or I would sound nervous and I didn't want to sound nervous. It was like, if I just avoid this at all costs, then I won't sound nervous. Problem solved. But I felt God telling me like, you need to do this thing. And so I said, yes. And I practiced and I practiced and I practiced my little like 5-sentence verse. And I remember it was really interesting, the difference between when I used to speak in the past and when I went up and did this devotional, because this one was like a big deal. Like, they do have cameras on you and like the whole spotlight is staring at you and everybody's staring at you. And I remember, like, never ever did I pray before I would speak back in the network marketing days. Like, it was all about me back then. But now I just, God, please use this to glorify you. Help me, help this to be not about me at all, and that I can just show up and be a vessel for you. And I pray for calm confidence. That two-word phrase kept coming up for me, calm confidence. And so I would pray for it and I would ask for it and just focus on deep breathing and staying really calm. And I was a little anxious for the walkthrough, where you walk out and you do the run through and they're like, oh, you're standing in a weird place or what. And like, I felt kind of like, ugh. But then the first church service started and I went out and I did it and it was okay. And I got off and I felt the calm confidence. I literally felt the hand of God, like, daughter, speak. Like, I felt calm. And that was so important for me to see. I can show up and speak, still be excited and kind of harnessing that excited energy, not nervous energy, but like excited energy, but not sound nervous. I can deliver my words clearly and articulate and have this just be about whatever it is that I'm speaking on. And it felt good. So the second time I did it for the second service, it was even better. And then by the third time, I like had, you know, inflection in my voice. I think I even looked up at the audience, praise God, you know? And I got off and I was like, oh my gosh, like, that was my first stage. Like, there was all the people staring at me, like, look at me. And I kid you not, like, 2 or 3 months later, I ended up joining a mastermind program. And this mastermind program, my number one goal was to just learn to travel alone. I've talked about that to you guys before here on the show, which I started to do successfully. I started to travel alone to LA once a month, and I met some really incredible people. And one of those people is my friend Lisa Bingelli. And she is a very successful realtor and broker, and she was building her own online business. And we really connected. We were accountability partners for the first month, and we became buddies, where we would stay at the same hotel and like walk together to the events. And she told me that she was hosting a big event for realtors. She had done it the year before. She was going to do it again. And that there was potentially going to be 200 real estate agents and brokers in the room. And would I come and teach podcasting? And I told her, I was like, oh, I don't think so. Like, I don't really like speaking in person. So I like tried to get out of it. And I think she let it go for a minute, if I recall. But then I think she brought it up again like a month later, like, hey, I'm serious. Like, will you come teach podcasting at my event? And again, like, I could feel the internal dialogue, the internal turmoil around, yeah, do I say yes to this thing, God? Or like, do I just stay comfortable? Like, I'd rather not, you know, like, I'd rather not put myself out there. And one day, I think I talked to Brad about it and some friends of mine, and I felt God just be like, this is a stepping stone. Like, you need to say yes to this. And I said yes to her. But it was like so far away, it felt safe to say yes, you know? I'm like, sure. That's like in 8 months. It's great. Whatever. Well, that 8 month time frame very quickly became like 2 months away. It was April 14th, 15th ish that I just did this, right? And so then I'm realizing, like, oh my gosh, like, I'm doing an actual keynote on a stage in front of potentially 200 people teaching podcasting. Okay, like, this is really happening at this point. So I got serious, you know, I built the whole slide deck, I ran through it, everything was going to be great, but I still felt so much apprehension about it. And in my head, like, I wanted to make excuses as to why I shouldn't do it. She ended up telling me, like, oh, we don't have as many people as we thought that we had. I'm not sure how many are going to go. And I went, oh, are you going to cancel it? Like, looking for any way out, you know, of the discomfort. And she's like, no, like, I'm $20,000, $30,000 in at this point. Like, it is happening. I will have butts in seats. Like, it's happening. So I was like, okay, like, I got to figure this. I got to do this thing. So about 6 weeks before the event, I just started really praying, like, God, give me peace. Give me peace. Help me to not have any worry or anxiousness about this event. Help me to just show up and shine for you. And I just really, I mean, every single day I was praying that I would just be sound of mind, that I can do all things through him that gives me strength, that I can show up, open my mouth and he shall fill it, that it would be about him and not me, that it would be glorifying. And I felt good. I felt really solid. And I ran through it a few times. I was like, I'm good to go. Like the less I thought about it, the better. And that was that. So before I knew it, I was leaving on a plane. And I sat down on the plane and I wrote down in my notebook three things. Number one, what do I want to get out of Equip? That's what the event was called, Equip. And I wrote that what I wanted to get out of it was practice speaking, confidence, joy, like I wanted to have some fun, and I wanted to have fun traveling alone because I really have enjoyed traveling alone this past like 6 months. It's been a really cool experience for me, just realizing that there's so much rest in doing something by yourself. Anyway, it's something that I've been so afraid of for so long, has been so fruitful for me, which I think is so, we're going to come back to that in a second. Okay, the second question I wrote down was the feeling I want to embody on stage. And I wrote down confidence, ease, and funny. I wanted to be funny, easy, and confident. The third thing I wrote down, this trip will be worth it when I show up and have fun, confidently share my message. That's it. For me, if I completed what was on this sheet of paper, this trip was worth it. And the other awesome stuff that was happening is I was going to get professional photography and I was going to get a speaker reel of my talk. So that being super, I mean, just such an awesome pro for me to be able to walk away from being able to use that for who knows what. God will tell us. So I wrote that down. I show up to this event and here's the crazy part. I get there about halfway through day one and I'm watching the first speaker and it's so great. Like the room is so great. The setup is amazing. It feels warm and inviting. There's tables, not like rows of chairs. I see the videographers and the photographers and that was a little bit intimidating, but overall I'm like, okay, this feels safe. This feels like a really great place to explore what is possible here. And so I sat in the back and saw Lisa, gave her a hug and, you know, end up meeting some of the other speakers day one. And during the big 1.5 hour lunch break, I meet this guy and we start talking about all the different methods of traffic. And we brainstorm together. We are co-coaching each other. He's helping me with like cold traffic strategy. I'm helping him with organic strategy. And literally 1.5 hours into the event, I text my husband and my friends and I was like, this was already worth it. Like just meeting this one speaker alone was already worth this trip. I got so much value out of networking with him and learning from him and being able to implement some of the things that he had to offer, like so worth it. Well, that was 1.5 hours in. Then we end up watching, I go back out to the main room and they start the event again. I end up watching this incredible couple, Emily and Eric Orton, and they are sharing this awesome keynote all about fear and mindset. I'm going to read you guys some of the awesome things I wrote down. Just totally hit for me. They asked this one question and it was, what could go right? And there's been so many things in my life that I immediately turned to the negative. What could go wrong? What could go wrong if I say yes to going to that mom's hangout? I'm like so weird about meeting new people in person. I don't know what it is, but do you want to go to this thing with the neighborhood? I'm like, oh, no, I don't want to meet new people. I'm like, why? Like, I'm constantly asking myself what could go wrong if it's not something that I'm comfortable with and I feel like I can control. And so this question of like what could go right led them to going on a sailing excursion with their family for a year. I'm going to have them on the show so you guys will hear more about it. But I'm like, what could go right? That is such a life-changing question. They also said you want to focus on pausing and muting your fear. So when fear comes in, you pause and you mute the fear because if you're afraid of something, there's something inside of the fear that's for you, right? So, oh, I'm afraid of speaking. Well, obviously that means there's something inside of that for me. For me, the way that I would explain that is there's fruit inside of that fear. You got to go into the fear though to get the fruit out. So I loved it. I wrote so many notes. It was absolutely amazing. By the end of day one, I haven't done anything but like show up to this event that has nothing to do with me. It was for realtors, by the way. And the speakers are like changing my life. It's so crazy. The other awesome nugget I wrote down from them was when you're stuck, when you're totally stuck, get grateful. When you're totally stuck, get grateful. Because when we're stuck, it's often because we're focusing on the big audacious outcomes that are so far away. So go inward and look at what is going right now. All right, so that was day one. Then we end up going to dinner together for a speaker's dinner, and I sit by the main keynote guy, and he is awesome. And we're talking about so many great things about how I've been feeling stuck with writing my book and I can't seem to move forward. And he had these awesome people that he was going to connect me with. We had some tips on speaking the next day. I ended up sitting by my other friend who I knew from Ultra, and he was talking to me about all the cool things. And I was also giving a lot of guidance and coaching to people around how to build their, because everybody's successful, everybody's was making over six figures. So I was talking to them about how to build that second thing, how you can ascend, because so many of them, they went from their offer down to memberships, and no wonder that they were struggling. And so you guys know that I have an ascension. Once you hit six figures, you build the next step, and obviously the price would increase for that thing. So I was kind of talking to them about that strategy and helping people with organic and niche stuff. So it was so cool, like how God was working just at dinner to have us help each other. And I just was so, so blessed. I got to go back to my room by 8:30, take a hot bath by myself, and go to bed by 9:15. And like slept like a solid baby. It was so wonderful. Like just the traveling alone was giving me so much peace and growth, and I was having a great time. Okay, so the next day I wake up, and this is the day that I'm actually speaking, and I decide to run through my slides. So I'm doing my makeup, and I pull open the slide deck, and I'm messing it up so bad. Like I can't remember what I wanted to say on that slide. I can't remember what I wanted to say on this slide. Everything's going wrong. Lisa has the wrong slides. Like the notes weren't sent correctly. And granted, we had team transition. So it was the person that left the team had sent the things incorrectly. Like it was just kind of messy what she was dealing with. So I was frustrated by that. I was frustrated that I couldn't remember my slides. And I started to kind of internally panic a little bit. I remember being on the verge of tears, and I texted my friends, Chelsea and Polly, who are in my peer mastermind with me, and some of my best friends. And I said, like, please pray for me. And I sent it to Lydia, my ops manager as well, and my husband. I'm like, please pray for me. I need to have calm confidence about this thing. Like, I'm starting to freak out. I'm starting to get anxious. And I told Brad, I'm starting to get nervous. And I could feel like my voice cracking when I said it. And everybody just spoke life into me. So like, important note here, when you're going to do something hard that you're afraid of, you have to have life bringers in your life to bring the light, like to speak the life, to say you can, you are great, everything's fine, remember who you are, God is with you. Like I had so much of that just poured over me in that moment. And I knew like I had to stop being alone. I learned for myself as a speaker that the more I sat there by myself in that room, the worse that this was all going to get, because I was creating all these stories in my head about all the things that were going to go wrong. And I had, you know, I obviously had forgotten to be like, what's going to go right? So I decided I was just going to go early to the event. I could make sure she had the right slides. I could make sure that the slide decks were pulling up on the screen properly. I wanted to do a mic sound check. Like I just wanted to get out of my own way. So I packed everything up and I went to the event early. And the second I was around other people, I felt this super calm, like peace come over me. And so I've learned that, and I know every speaker is different, because I was actually talking to some of the speakers who said they all have a thing. Like my one friend, Grant, he jumps up and down and like pounds his chest. He's like, yeah, like I'm here. For like he like amps himself up. Well, I'm already super hyper, you guys know. So like I have to bring myself down. I have to stay calm. And other people needed to be alone. Some people were praying, or someone needed to like take a walk. I just wanted to be with people. Like I didn't want to run through my slides. I just wanted to like feel normal. I wanted to feel like it was any other day. The weirder I made it, or the bigger I created it in my mind, the worse it was. So I minimized it in like the best, most positive way to like, I'm about to go up there and like have a little mini training with some friends. Like that's what's going to happen. And I just really removed from my mind the bigness of the moment. And that gave me so much rest in my heart. So I felt better. We got the slide stuff situated and everything was good to go. I had my cute little face mic, which I've never used one. I felt so legit in that moment. You know, the face mics that like go behind your ear and like, anyway, so fun. And I just decided to just be part of the conference. So I sat at the table. I took so many notes. I learned from Oliver, who was teaching all of the stuff that I learned the first day. He had a 2-hour keynote. So watched his, took so many notes, learned so many things. And then ended up watching our other friend Ross that we also know from Ultra. And he talked all about harnessing your ADHD superpowers. He had some awesome, amazing moments. Like breakthrough happens in your max stress or max chaos moments. That's when breakthrough happens. I thought that was so powerful. Is conforming to the norm what is holding you back? Which again, like what a theme of what was happening in my own life of like, I'm just going to stay safe over here with all these things and like avoid anything that is outside of the norm for me. You know, I could have seen where that would have held me back in this case. Anyway, then lunch happens and it's like time. Like I'm going on right after lunch. And so I just continue, they're like, oh, you know, are you going to go to lunch? I'm like, I can't. Like, I just need to be around people. And so Lisa's mom, who was working there, she went and grabbed me some food. And I just was talking. Like, I ended up actually coaching Ross during the lunchtime instead of prepping or running through the slides again. Like, I know what I teach inside and out. And I needed to trust myself that I was going to get up there and deliver and it was going to be okay. So there we were 10 minutes before I went on stage. And I was like, okay, I went, refreshed my makeup, put on the mic, like got water. I was ready to go and I got all mic'd up and I just started walking very slowly back and forth behind the big stage praying like, thank you for the calm confidence, Lord. Use me as your vessel. Help me to be confident, easy, and funny today. Help me to resonate with people. Use me as whatever the message is that you have for me to share, God. I just pray that that would be delivered as articulately and clearly as possible. Thank you for being with me. I can do all things, like just back and forth. And I heard like the MC went up and then Lisa went up and then I could hear him introducing me and he goes, Stephanie Goss. and then he pauses and he goes, did I say that right? And I'm like standing behind the curtain and I just scream out, negative. And everyone burst into laughter. So it was like, oh, like icebreaker moment for me. Like everybody's so chill. This is going to be so fun, so easy. And I end up, so then I say, it's Gas. And so he says, Stephanie Gas, does the whole intro. And then I unmute my mic and I walk out to some Christian rap because y'all know, like I need to drop a beat if I'm going to come out dancing to something. And I just come out and like I instantly felt safe. I instantly felt the peace of God just drop into my spirit, into like my physical body. I felt my mind clean up and clear, and I felt my throat clear because I had been like clearing my throat over and over again thinking like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna have to clear my throat in the microphone. Like the weirdest things that happen in your head. Anyway, and so I get out there, I'm just like, hey, like I'm so excited to be here. And you guys, like, I smashed it. Like, I smashed it. Like, to toot my own horn just, like, for a second. Like, tee, tee. Like, I smashed it. I had so much fun. I didn't even look at my notes at all. I spoke purely from my heart. There were a couple moments where, like, I said something and it was super powerful and someone from the audience was like, say that again. And I told her, I was like, I don't remember. That was the Holy Spirit. And people just like laughing. Like there was hoots and howls from the audience and people were taking notes. We broke for them to do like some power coaching with their table. It was so fun. I had the absolute best time. I think that people were so inspired about the possibility of making growing their business easier. It was the absolute best time ever. And I loved it so much. And so I end up wrapping up and pulling the QR code up on the screen. And I'm like, if you guys want to learn more, like come watch my free workshop. And people were, everyone in the room had their phone out. Every single person had their phone out to scan the QR and they scan it and it doesn't work. And someone's like, your QR doesn't work. And I was like, I had like a split second of like, what do I do? And I just said, here's the link. And I told them the link instead. And I'm like, if that is the only thing to go wrong in this 48 hours, like, praise God, which, like, anyone could just go Google my name, right? So that was kind of funny, but I didn't let it throw me off. I ended up getting off stage and I had to, like, run to catch my shuttle for the airport. And, like, people were trying to talk to me. This one lady was, like, stopping me. Oh, well, I have this thing. And, like, and I was like, I'm so sorry. Like, I have to go. I have to catch my plane. And I said, come join our community. Like, we'll help you there. And so then I'm, like, walking out as fast as I can, like, avoiding eye contact because people want to talk to you. Like, okay, lesson learned. Don't leave right after your talk, because our talk was, like, 45 minutes late. I thought for sure I had so much time to take the flight that I took. But the next time I would leave the next morning if I had an afternoon talk, because I would have liked to stay and network with people and, like, see what they thought about the training, kind of get some message mining out of people. But, like, I had to go. Like, there was no other option at that point. So I get in the elevator and a lady shoves her hand through the elevator and comes into the elevator with me. And she's like, oh my gosh, da da da, I'm gonna do the things, I'm gonna take your course. And, like, she was on fire for podcasting. I could not believe she was, like, in the elevator with me going down four floors. It was so hysterical. But I knew in my heart, like, this had to have resonated with them for them to be so hungry for more information. So anyway, I get out and I'm going. Like, I've got to go to the airport. I end up missing the shuttle. But Lisa's mom, who was kind of working at the event, godsend, who got me lunch, took me to the airport. And so in the car, I text Lisa and I'm like, hey, so sorry I had to run. You know, lessons learned for next year. But I hope that it resonated with everybody and went well. Well, let me read you what she wrote me back, because it was absolutely mind-blowing. She says, you were so amazing. Like Amy Porterfield amazing. People loved it. I'm getting pulled aside with people telling me how impactful it was. You were 15K plus speaker quality. Thank you so much for coming. My eyes filled with tears because I didn't know. Like, I felt like it went well, but I didn't know for sure. And so to hear her, the person putting on the entire event with so much at stake, give me feedback like that on my very first actual keynote, which, granted, I've been podcasting and doing things in this space for, you know, my gosh, 15 years. Every single thing had led me to this pivotal moment to show myself that I can, to show myself that it is possible. It doesn't matter if I'm sitting behind a mic. It doesn't matter if I'm behind a screen. It doesn't matter if I'm on a stage in front of real human beings and heartbeats. It doesn't matter. The message is the message is the message. And I'm called to share it. In any which way, up, down, right, left, like, I am called to do this work and I don't need to worry about how I do it. God's got that part. And it was so just confirming for me. Then I get a text from the main keynote guy and he says, the only thing you should ever do for the rest of your life is speak. And it was like, oh, hallelujah. Like, it just felt so kind that they took the time to say those things to me when I was curious, how did it resonate with the audience? Because I felt great, but, like, how did they feel? Because that was the number one thing that mattered to me the most. So I was obviously over the moon, excited that I had done it, that it was successful, that everyone was happy, that I felt that it had gone the way that I thought it would. I get on the airplane and I decide to answer the same questions again that I set out with on day one. So the question one that I asked was, what do I want to get out of Equip? And I wrote down, what did I get out of Equip? And I wrote down, it's hard having your dreams come true, right? It's not going to be easy. The things that are your dreams are going to be the hardest things you ever do in your life. The fear unlock that I had with Emily and Eric, what's on the other side of this fear for me? What could go right versus what could go wrong? Turn your worry into wonder. The networking and meeting the other speakers, everyone was beyond amazing and helpful to each other. Confidence and belief that I am a great speaker. Affirmation that my speaking was encouraging, life-giving, and helpful. And then the next question that I had written down day one was the feeling I want to embody, or the phrase was the feeling I want to embody on stage. And remember, I said confident, easy, and funny. The feeling I embodied on stage was confident, funny speaker. Like I literally was what I wanted to be. And that just, it was like so good. Cause I don't think of myself as funny. Like I'm not a, I don't like, oh, I'm so funny. But it was important to me that I was quirky enough to like, for them to at least laugh at me, because it's so hard to like digest information and just be a straight teacher if you don't have storytelling and some element of capturing the audience. And I wanted my capturing the audience to be humor or relatability. And so I was sharing funny stories like, you know, these are my kids. This was us in Disney World and Hollywood Studios earlier this year. You know, why does podcasting help me take these kind of trips with my family? And like, why do we go? Because the kids want to take the biggest, scariest roller coasters possible so that they can laugh at mom. And like, I would tell these little snippets that came out of literally nowhere. It was all God. They were not in my notes. I had no earthly idea where those stories were coming from. So I know God was working and helping me. Because sometimes like I don't think that I have the best memory in the world and I struggle with maintaining like my train of thought sometimes when I'm not fully on. And so I had this belief in my mind around I'm just going to talk in circles or like not have the right story or lose my place. And like none of that actually happened. God showed up and he gave me the stories that made me funny or at least enough to be laughed at, which is so fine with me. Like I want people to connect through humor. And it was so cool to see that that happened. Okay, the last thing that I had written down was this trip will be worth it when I show up and have fun, confidently share my message. Well, I said this trip was worth it because God showed up. He gave me gifts from beginning to end. The flights, like I was able to sleep on the plane. Like sleeping on a plane is my favorite PS. I know that might be weird. You're like, how uncomfortable. But I bought a cool fancy neck pillow and I sit by the window and I like cuddle up into the wall with the neck pillow just right. And I sleep so good when I'm alone on airplanes and I don't ever nap. It's such a nice time for me to catch up on my rest. To the friends I made, to the stage, glory in obedience, I wrote down. I overcame my fear of public real, R-E-A-L in quotes, speaking. I had fun and it was encouraging and confirming for me. Everything I've done has prepared me for this moment is what I wrote down. That trip was life. And the reason I wanted to share all of this with you today is because I'm scared too. No matter what new thing that we're called to, it is not comfortable. It is big. It is audacious. Maybe for you, it's getting clear on what the thing is. Maybe it's starting the podcast. Maybe it's building the first course or making the first sales pitch. Maybe it's speaking. Maybe it's writing the book. What is the thing in your heart and mind that you've created the narrative around that you can't, you shouldn't, you won't, it's too much, it's too hard, but you're scared, but the kids, but the travel, but the big but. Enough. What could go right? How can this be easy? My favorite question that I told you guys was based on my word of the year this year. Those two questions can forever shift the trajectory of where you are going and growing. Those yeses that you are most afraid of, there's so much fruit in there for you, I promise you. And the belief and the narrative that you've created about why you can't is not actually real and it's not from God. The things from God are big. They are scary. The avoidance that I had been projecting was simply a protection mechanism. Stay safe, Steph. Stay small. Stay. But sister, we are not called to stay. We are called to go. Do good works. Share the word. Glorify God with our gifts. Serve our neighbors. Raise our kids. Build community. Host. Give. And so many other action words, verbs that are in scripture. In order to fulfill our purpose and our calling, we have to go. Move. Grow. Do. Meet. And the only thing standing in our way, it's our belief about the outcome that hasn't even happened yet. When we avoid it, and then we avoid it, or we make excuses as to why we can't. If our belief about the outcome is that it will be easy, fun, inviting, encouraging, comfortable, we'll jump in and emphatically say yes. So all we have to do, you and me, we have to shift our thinking from this is going to be hard to how can this be easy? from no to yes, from I can't to I can, from I won't to I will, from maybe later to let's do this right now. It's actually that simple. At first, it's going to take practice. It's taken me some practice and I'm still failing at it daily, but I work on it intentionally. It's totally natural for us to find the negative because it's protection. I do it daily. This works though. If you can intentionally practice it and get better at it, it works for so many things. And the best part is when you guys start to shift this thinking, it will create a new neural pathway for reacting to chaotic or uncomfortable situations that you've thus far trained your brain to avoid and say no. Your new norm will soon become the easy, peaceful reaction because it feels better. You're going to be enjoying it. The outcome is going to feel really confirming for you like mine did for me. You'll soon be craving the ease and flow of your new easy, yes-based life. This new practice, I pray for you, will not just become something that you have to try and to remember and to force, but will soon become a routine that then becomes a habit. Are you in? What's that next right thing for you that God is calling you to do that you're afraid of? Say yes. Ask yourself, what could go right? How can this be easy? And then go. I love you. Thanks for being on this journey with me. I'll see you soon. Friend, I interrupt today's podcast episode to invite you to come hang out with me in person. Let's hang out. Let's snuggle. I'm going to be speaking at Her Turn to Podcast, an awesome podcasting summit hosted by my friend Kathy Heller. And this is going to be a great time, May 20th and 21st. It's 2 days in person at the Harmony Gold Theater in Los Angeles. And it's going to be so great. We've got awesome speakers, Terry Cole, Jenny Garth, me, Jordan Gill, Amber Lillystrom, Sarah Micklin, Kelsey Murphy, Veronica Romney, who's awesome on marketing, Jacqueline Snyder, Scout Sobel, who is P.S., one of the main marketing guys from Apple Podcasts, Julie Solomon, Heidi Stevens, Kate Taylor, Patrice Washington, who is killer at sales and messaging, and Jessica Zwig. So I invite you, this is a non-denominational, non-Christian focused podcasting summit. So FYI on that, but there's going to be insane amounts of gold and value in this for you that you can pull away. Awesome nuggets, great networking, amazing things for you to implement into your podcasting business. So come hang out with me. I'll be speaking on day 2 in the morning for your planning needs. And it's going to be great. So if you want to hang with us, come and grab your ticket. I have a $100 off code for you, which is Steph100, Steph100. And you can come grab that ticket at stephaniegass.com/HTTP, as in Her Turn to Podcast, stephaniegass.com/HTTP. And your code to save is Steph100. We are going to have the absolute best time together, and we want to make sure that you are there.
Did you have fun
or learn something?
Leave Mama a review. Pretty please.
I hope you loved today's episode, friend. I pray it stretched you, challenged you, or grew you in some way. If so, would you stop right now and share this episode with someone else who's been praying for a business breakthrough? I'd also love it if you take 30 seconds for me and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. This is the only way that I know you're actually liking the show. Plus, it lights me up to hear from you. Lastly, come on over and watch my free workshop, where I'll teach you how to grow your online business in less than 2 hours a week using podcasting. You can watch right now at podcastforgrowth.com. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Romans 15:13. I'll see you in a few days. God bless.